It's off to prison for a man convicted of murder in Summit County. 44-year-old Jeffrey Peasley of Navarre was sentenced today by Common Pleas Judge Kelly McLaughlin to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 26 years. He was found guilty in March of charges including murder, felonious assault, grand theft, and other counts in the shooting death of 45-year-old Robert Zorns Jr. of Akron. Zorns was shot to death at a home in Green in October 2021. The shooting reportedly occurred after an argument. Niles officers investigating a crash at West Federal and Steel Streets learned the motorcycle involved was stolen from Summit County. Peasley was picked up near the VFW Club on Higgins Street following a tip from a resident. Canton police are asking for help in finding two suspects in the death of a 3-year-old child. 42-year-old Demetrius Givens and 37-year-old Jamie Thompson of Canton are each charged with involuntary manslaughter and endangering children. Officers were called to the 3100 block of Gilbert Circle Northeast May 5th about a boy found in his bed not breathing. Medics took the child to Mercy Hospital where he died a short time later. Warrants were obtained May 9th for Givens and Thompson, who are his parents. Anyone with information on their whereabouts is asked to call Canton Police at 330-649-5800. Anonymous tips can be submitted to Tip411 or Stark County Crime Stoppers. Bond is set at $200,000 following the arraignment of a suspect in a fatal shooting in Canton. 18-year-old Malachi Fortner of Canton was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. He's charged with murder and felonious assault. Fortner was arrested Sunday. Charges stem from a Thursday night incident. Police responded to the 1500 block of Clarendon Avenue Southwest around 8:45, where they found 21-year-old Stephen Dunn of Canton in a yard. He appeared to have been shot in the back. EMS took Dunn to Alton Hospital, where he died a short time later. An investigation continues. A man who sexually assaulted a girl for nearly 3 years is headed to prison. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoney sentenced 32-year-old David Rios of Alliance to 15 years behind bars Friday. He pleaded guilty May 5th to 3 amended counts of rape. Rios' indictment states that the abuse occurred from July 2016 to July 2019. The victim was 9 when it began. Authorities say two women were safely rescued from the Tuscarawas River in Canal Fulton Saturday afternoon. City firefighters responded to the waterway around 3 p.m. The women were found in distress in a swift current near the canal boat dry dock. Firefighters deployed a throwable flotation device, and a swift water rescue technician entered the river and guided the individuals to shore along the Old Muskingum Trail. Both were wearing personal flotation devices. Crews from the Jackson Township and North Lawrence Fire Departments and Canal Fulton Police assisted at the scene. A boy died Sunday when his bicycle was hit by a vehicle. The Highway Patrol says a 9-year-old from Wellsville was riding in a private driveway along Route 7 just south of Beaver Local High School. The bike entered the roadway and was hit by a pickup truck driven by a Lisbon man. The boy was pronounced dead at East Liverpool City Hospital. His name has not been released. The driver remained at the scene. The patrol is investigating. A man is being tried for a second time for allegedly assaulting a Boardman police officer. Jury selection began today in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court in the case of 28-year-old Damian Cessna of Austintown. He was convicted in September of obstructing official business and aggravated menacing. The jury couldn't agree on a verdict on a felonious assault charge. Judge Maureen Sweeney declared a mistrial, and prosecutors decided to retry Cessna. He's accused of pulling a knife in July 2021 after being stopped by an officer on South Avenue. Cessna had been riding a bike with no lights at 1 a.m. in the wrong lane of travel while holding a baseball bat. Cessna was shot by police after allegedly refusing orders to drop the weapon. Police say an extensive search for a suspect in Beaver Township was the result of a domestic incident. Officers were called to a motel on Market Street early Friday. A woman said a man held her to the ground with a knife to her throat and threatened her during an argument. She escaped and called for help. Police couldn't find the suspect, who began texting the victim and said he wasn't going back to jail. He reportedly attempted suicide by cutting his wrist. A tip led officers to a wooded area near the motel. The man was eventually found in the motel's office. He refused to leave, but later surrendered. It's not clear if charges will be filed. A federal grand jury has indicted a man accused of illegally entering the United States. 44-year-old Dino De Laurentiis Rivera Lopez is charged with illegal re-entry. The Honduran citizen was previously removed from the U.S. on 3 occasions, with the most recent being in January 2020. The indictment followed an investigation conducted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Camel Police. A Warren man has been charged with animal cruelty after a dog found in poor health died. The misdemeanor was filed today in Warren Municipal Court against 45-year-old Thomas Limecooler. Healthy Hearts and Paws Project, a local animal welfare organization, says the dog was found chained in the basement of a home on Oak Knoll Avenue Saturday. Officials say the canine was dehydrated, emaciated, and suffering from a ruptured mass on its abdomen. A veterinarian treated the animal, but it later died. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.